Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Tezayin, and we are on Tezvav Amebez, towards the bottom of the Amud, Amar of Dimi Bar Abba. So we are involved in all the sugyas of selling different types of animals to Ovedes Kochavim, whether they would use them for Avodah Zarah, whether they would use them to be involved in Revia, issues of Lifnei Iver, all different aspects of that, those types of cases. Okay, so we continue. Amr of Dibi Bar Abba. Kederach Sha'asar, but eight lines up for the bottom. We just had a story, if you remember, that Rabba gave a psak that one was allowed, or he himself sold a donkey to a Yisrael that was chashud to sell to Ovedei Kochavim. So the Gemara originally thought that was over to Lifnei de Lifnei, it was too early, and one did not violate, but at the end of the day, he was proven to be against certain brises. Therefore, he tried to catch up and take back the psak, and it did not work. He didn't catch up. Amar of Dibi Bar Abba, Kederach Sha'asar Limkar La'Ovid Kochavim, Asar Limkar La'Listim Yisrael. Says Rav Dimi, just like it's Asar to sell to an Ovid Kochavim certain types of animals, Asar Limkar La'Listim Yisrael. It's Asar to sell to Jewish robbers. The Jewish robbers also, it is Asar. Hey Chidami, what types of robbers are we talking about here? That it will be Asar. So, if it's the types of robbers that are, they're ready to kill, so then, pshita, then what's the difference between the giving it to a guy and giving it to an avikachavim, giving it to a Jew, that's chashid de katil, it's the same type of issue. So, eat lo katil amaylo, and if he's not chashid to kill, so then amaylo, why not? So, la olam de lo katil. Really, he is not in that category. Mishmuta means somebody who steals people's money, but he's ready to take a life if he needs. He doesn't do that for a living, but he's ready to do it if he needs. The zimna David Latsulinafsha. Sometimes he would do it to save himself. Okay, end of that sugya in terms of the animals. Tosva says, Lamaskana, what's the din? What seems to be the din lamaskana? And Tosva says, Lovikachavim. Lovikachavim mazvin leisha lo mazvin. That was a line from yesterday's Gemara. Ube maskana maskinan. Da aser lemizvan liyisrael chashid. It's aser to sell to Yisrael chashid. That's the maskana. That's why Rabba was upset and a wrong psak. And that's why at the end we say you can't sell to a list of Yisrael. So yes, Tosva, zim tomar, umayshna mi lifne de lael. Earlier we said that if it's two stages removed, so then it is not a problem. We said this on Shabbos' daf, that when it is lifnei de lifnei, it is two stages removed, so then it wouldn't be a problem. We had that on daf Yudal. So here, why isn't it lifnei de lifnei? I'm going to sell it to a Jew. The Jew might sell it to Ovedes Kochavim, but that should be two steps removed. What's the difference between earlier when we said lifnei is mutter and here where we said it was aser? So Gemara says Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh lomar dahasa mayri ba'oved kochavim she'eino muzhar alifnei iver. Very important line in Tosfos. Tosfos says no, that's about guy to guy. So there, that's why it's not a problem for you because there the guy isn't even mitzuvah and lifnei iver. The guy isn't mitzuvah and lifnei iver. Assumes Tosfos. So we're not worried. If I might violate Lifnei Iver by giving it to a guy, and then the guy's going to give it to another Ovedes Kochavim, so that's an issue. What do you mean? The middle one in the process is not violating at all. Thank you. So that's why it's that would be mutter. It would not be a problem. Aval hach, the marabi Yisrael hachashud. But in our case, we're talking about a Jew is the middleman. The Jew is the middleman, so he violates lifnei iver, so therefore, I would violate as well. I cannot be involved in any takala. Is it mamish lifnei iver? Tosfos doesn't say that. But I can't be involved in shum takala, right? This reminds us a little bit, we discussed this weeks ago, of the issue of misayeya. We mentioned that on a daraisa level, there's a principle called lifnei iver. If I help somebody do an aveira, if I facilitate the aveira, then I violate the issur of lifnei iver. But that's only if he cannot do it without my help. Where we had this on the beginning dafim, but when I didn't give shir, was it daf vav or so? If he wouldn't be able to do it, right? Vavam abeis, what's called shrei ivri denahara, two sides of the river. But if he would do the aveira anyway, then I don't violate lifnei iver. If I violate lifnei iver in that case, because he'd do it anyway. But there's still an Isidra Rabbanon called Misayei L'Dvar Aveira. I can't be involved. I can't be Misayeya. So that's what this Tosa sounds like on the first day, that even though it might technically be a case of Lifnei de Lifnei, two steps removed, but still, in our case, you know, you shouldn't be involved. Shouldn't be involved in the case. A Jew shouldn't be doing an Aveira through you. That's Rabbi Chanan. That's Rabbi Chanan and Tosva said. That's the first answer. Why this case is not Lifnei de Lifnei. Because the other case had a guy in the middle. The Ode, second answer of Tosfos, Dechad Lifnei hu shelo yechta Yisrael b'she'ela v'schiris v'nisyone. It's only one Lifnei. It's only one Lifnei, because you don't want to sell it to a Jew, because then a Jew himself might do the Aveira. He might lend it or rent it out, or doing the testing like we had yesterday. So it's not two steps, it's only one, one Lifnei. This is Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gilyon Yashas here, quotes, are there other Gemaras that tip us off in one way or the other, whether a Goy is Mitzuvah in Lifnei Iver. Tosfos assumes, Davar Pashut, that there is no Lifnei Iver by a Goy. Does that tell us anything about our Klali Prati Sugya? Whether Lifnei Iver is part and parcel of every Aveira versus a Davar Klali? If it's a Davar Klali, then for sure they would not be involved. Davar Prati, then it's more of an open, I don't think it's Mukrach to say, if you'll Prati, then he's Mitzuvah, and if you'll Klali, he's not Mitzuvah. If you'll Klali, he's not Mitzuvah. If you'll Prati, you could even say that even those Shev Mitzvah Reinoach don't include this Prat of, right, even though what's the example given? One of the examples given of Lifnei Iver, many of the Makaros, Iver Menachai, which is one of the Shem Mitzvahs of Noach. That's what I said, but might be a Jew doing Iver Menachai, not a non-Jew. But either way, that's an important Yisod of Tosfos. And again, Rabbi Yosef Engel says here, he remembers seeing in Svarim that maybe it's not so pashut. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Ein mochrim lahem treisen. You cannot sell treisen to the Avodas Kochavim. What are treisen? Treisen are shields. Shields. The Yeshua mochrim treisen. The other says, no problem. You'll have to sell them treisen, right? We had yesterday a little bit the discussion of what you're allowed to sell, and right on top of what we just did about whether it's Klei Zayin and Mashchizen lahem. So here too, what about shields? So, my time, why wouldn't you be able to sell them shields? So, Elaim, Mishum de Magni Elayu, is it because it protects them, it helps them out, and that's why you cannot sell them? So, Ihach, Efilu Chidiv Sari Namilo, you shouldn't be able to sell them anything that gives them sustenance, wheat and barley. I said, for nothing should be able to be sold. So, Amarav, Efshar Hachanami. He says, yeah, you're right. If that was possible, that's what we would do. We would not give anything to an Ovedes Kochavim, an idol worshiper. We would say in Achinami, right? See, I said on the side that E is like Im, even though E Efshar means impossible sometimes, but E Efshar here means Im Efshar, right? If it would be possible, Achinami, right? So therefore, you're right, but we just can't. We can't get out of giving them Chitim Misa'orim. Ika da Amre, or some say, Treisin Hainu Taima Delo. This is the reason why you can't sell the shields, not because it's for their protection, but the chishalim zinayu katsli begabayhu. Once their swords and spears run out, they use the shields to bop us over the head. Right? Their shields become weapons. They're not just for protection. So that is another reason why one would not be able to sell it to them. The Yeshomer, but the other day it says Mochron Lem Tresim, says no problem, you're allowed to sell it to them. Why? Duchi Shalom Zinayu Me'erik Arki. Because when their weapons run out, they run away. They don't use it for weapons, so therefore one is allowed to sell it to them. Amar of Nachman, Amar Arba Avua, Halacha Ki Yesh Omrim. The Halacha like the Yesh Omrim, that you're allowed to sell it to them because they don't use it. Tresim are shields. Where else does the word treisen come up? Oh, so, thought that I like to say over, but whenever it comes up, it's very good to chazer it. Brachas Chav Zayin. Brachas Chav Zayin Mabez, the sugi of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where they have the machlokas about Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova, and the Gemara says that there's a question, what exactly, what Rabbi Gamliel was reported to have said. So, Amar Leis, so one of the Amar Tanam says to the other, Hamtein Achi Kansu Bali Treisin Lebeis HaMedrash. Wait until the rabbis gather, and then we'll take a vote. We'll see who remembers what he said in Shir. So the Bali Traces, Rav Kook and his peers, right here in the Ein Aya, says, why are the Talmidei Chachamim called Bali Traces? The ones who fight in Melchata Shel Torah, they should be called the spear holders. They should be called the sword holders. The Bali Traces, the shields? The shields? Whatever you have the word Traces in the Gemara, it's easy to know what Traces mean, because you remember this Vart. So he says, no, Bali Traces, because Rav Kook says the purpose of a Melchata Shel Torah is not to kill the other guy. It's not to torpedo his Vart. It's to protect the MS. Is to get to the MS, and therefore I defend myself, and you defend yourself, and then we get to the MS, but it's more about getting to the MS than hurting the other person. That's why the Talmidei Chachamim in Brachas Chav Zayin Mabeis are called Bali Treisin, and not Bali Romachin, or some other Baale, because it's all about protecting Elu Ve'elu, but not attacking the other person. Okay, good. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, continuing the Gemara, Rav Ada, the son of Ahava, says... So Ahava, a man's name. Right, sounds like Amar of Adar Bar Ahava. Ein, right, Tshuva Me'ava is the Talmud of the Noda Behuda. Wasn't his name. Amar of Adar Bar Ahava. Ein Mochrin Lahen Ashashio Shel Barzel. Rav Ada says, you're not allowed to even sell to them slabs of iron. Ashashio Shel Barzel. My time, a why? Mishum, the Chalshi Minayu Klei Zayin. Because they smelt it down and they make a weapons out of it, so you can't give them iron. So ihachis, if that's true, then afilu mari v'chatsini nami. You can't even give them a hoe or a rake. You can't give them anything metal, because they can just melt it down and make it into a weapon. So amrav zvid b'parzala hindua. No, what was Rav Ada talking about? A special type of iron, which was only used for weapons. Right, a parzala, the parzala hindua, that type of metal is for sure. Rashi says, "Shall Eretz Hodu, from India, Shein Osin Osa Ela LeKlei Zayin." Right, they only use it for Klei Zayin. That's what Rav Ada was talking about. The Ha'idna, the Ka Mizavninan. I what about nowadays? So ask the Gemara. We sell all these metals to the Umosa Olam. Amar Bashi LeParsoi. We sell it to the Persians to Bignu Ali Ilavan. They protect us. They protect us. Says the Rav Ashi in his day, the end of the time of the Amorim. So therefore, if any time you have an authority that protects you, right, so then it's allowed. As we say in Pirkei Avos, that the issue without a government, issues we chayim b'la'o, so we have to have a karsato for any government that protects us. Therefore, that's why one is allowed. So we'll get to tomorrow's daf, we'll talk about Hashem, you know, getting too close to authorities. That's related to tomorrow's daf, the sugyas of Rav Elazar ben Derdaya. But anyway, today we're focusing on this. Okay, so different types of metal you're not allowed to sell unless it's today and they use it to protect us, then it's not a problem. That's what Tosva says, top Tosva. Venera da na nami sharina and hashta. Limka lovdika chavim klei zayim hai taima. Tosva says, that's what we do it too. So sometimes the Bali Tosva lived through the Crusades. I don't know which government they're talking about that protected them, but you know, the different Bali Tosva lived in different time periods and different places, so Tosfos here says, we sell it to them because they use it to protect us. To ask the Ritva, what's going on here? You're not allowed to sell them these metals because they're going to smelt it down and make it into weapons? Is that really a problem? Is that considered selling them weapons? Ask the Ritva, or what would you say? What is this? What language would you use in asking this question? One of two languages. Either lifnei de lifnei, or number one, that's if it's an issue of them doing an aveira. What if it's just an issue of, you know, protecting yourself? You might say a shinui kona type of idea. It's not the same item after they change it. It's not the same item. What are you give them metal. They do whatever they want with it. You have a hand in those weapons. How could that be called? That'd be called, you're giving them the weapon, shini kone. Or the Ritva quotes a third phrase that you might have quoted here. V'chi teima, v'kiva da'anan ashash yos mezavnin al-lehud lo'katli b'hu, el-adei malacha, sha'osim en klei zayin. We're only giving them slabs of iron, but they're only going to use it when they change it. Amai asur, t'haki afti b'hu klei zayin, panim chadashos ba'u l'kan. Says the Ritva, it's panim chadashos. Panim chadashos, it's new, it's a new thing. Vahavi le lifnei de lifnei. Delo mefakdinan. Says the Ritva, it's panim chadashos. What, every little thing you give them, they could change it to something bad. So how can you be worried? If you give them a knife, fine, you give them a knife. But if you give them metal, how can you be worried about that? Says the Ritva, Omer Mori Nero, says my Rebbe, De la olam lo chashiv lifnei de lifnei, elahecha de hahu di avinan le lo oved be yisura klal. Wow. Lifnei de lifnei, says the Ritva, doesn't only mean two steps, it needs to mean two people. Two people. If the person you're giving it to is going to give it to somebody else, that's called lifnei de lifnei. But if the person you are giving it to is going to do the Aveira, but just in two stages, that's not lifnei de lifnei. That's lifnei. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. De la olam lachashiv lifnei de lifnei elahecha ta hahu di yavinan le lo aved be yisur aklal. The one you're giving it to won't do an isur. Elish and nosin oso la'acherim ba'osin bo'isur. You give it to somebody else. Aval kol hecha de'ihu gufei aved yisura b'may di avinan le. But if this person is going to do the Aveira, af al gav de lo misaved yisura ela al yedei malachos she'osu la'acherim, even though he's got to do something to change it, kivan de'ika gorem al yadeinu la'hu gai gufei chad lifnei chashiv ve'asur. It's an important yisod of the Ritva. Lifnei de lifnei is only two people. But if it's two stages by the same person, that is called lifnei, and it is usur. That is the important din of the Ritva right here. Once we have this line, Panim Chadash, as I showed that I mentioned, one great story, which is, again, an underrated, underused sefer from Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin was the Gedolei Olam in his day, in terms of starting the whole idea of Encyclopedia Talmudis, his svarim, as we've mentioned them many times in the Parsha Shir, La Torah V'Lamoadim, many, many other svarim. He has a sefer, La'or HaHalacha, his fascinating articles. But he has another sefer called Isha Meshitos, where he goes through ten of the Gedolim of the Achronim, and that is, he goes through the Nitziv, Rav Chaim, the Rogachover, Rav Meshach Chachma, Rav Chaim Ozer, close to contemporary Achrodim, and goes through stories and Torahs of them, and their different Darkei Alimud. It's a great sefer. So there, he quotes a story about Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim obviously talks about the new Derech Alimud. This is on page 69, if you want to look it up. On 69. So he talks about how many of the elder Rabbanim of the time didn't like Rav Chaim's Derech. What is this new way of learning, Tzvei Dinim, Brisker Derech, very, very scientific. So a lot of times he had he didn't like it. So there was a story, he quotes here, Hayamaisa, Reb Chaim Amar is a Hezber B'Divrei HaTosfos. Reb Chaim said a pshat in the Tosfos, and there was one Rav Zakin Echad, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, Reb Chaim. Shehuenu Gores Hezberim V'Chilukim. Ein Lano Eldram Kechsovam. So what are you trying to go under Tosfos? What's the Nekudas of Machlokas by Tosfos? Go to what Tosfos says. Tosfos says this. Look at what Tosfos says and take it. You don't have to go behind. What is Tosfos? What's behind Tosfos? This is what Tosfos says. You don't have to analyze it. So says Rav Chaim. He says, let me give you a mashal. He said, there's a halacha of Efer Isurei Hana'a. It's like something that's Asur B'Hana'a. Esrog, right? Yonad Yoma, right? Shloshim Yom Lefei Achag. Right? You have an Esrog that's of Arla. An Esrog of Arla. There was no Aveira. That's Esrog of Arla. So it's Asur B'Hana. So let's say it's burned. Let's say it's burned to ashes. Are those ashes Asur B'Hana too? You know what the Gemara says? Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. That's Panim Chadashos. So therefore, you're allowed to get Hana from those ashes. Because it's a new thing. Panim Chadashos. Says Reb Chaim, you know what? I'm going to a Sheva Brachas tomorrow night. Why don't we bring the ashes? Want to bring the ashes? Panim Chadashos. We need Panim Chadashos. So why don't we bring the ashes? So the guy says, oh, come on, that's mean the same thing there. So Rabbi Chaim says, aha! So what are you telling me? You don't just look at what's written. Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. You got to look at what's behind it. When I just said it before, we all understand. Oh, it means it's a new thing. What do you mean? It's new faces. Right? So he says, He says, that's on the one hand, he quotes a story that somebody didn't like what Rav Chaim did. But then on the other extreme, you have sometimes people who took Rav Chaim to the nth degree, and Rav Chaim didn't like it either. So anyone came to Rav Chaim, a mitchaker. I don't know who he's talking about here. He says, Gon Yadua. One time a Gon Yadua came to Rav Chaim and started going through Rav Chaim, about the definition of a marriage. Is Nisuin a kinyan one time, and you're married and it's finished? Or is there a new chalos nisuin every single second of your marriage? Every single second there's a new chalos nisuin. So, and then he brings rayas from different gemaras, there's a new chalos nisuin every second. So Reb Chaim looks at him and says, Mazel tov. New chalos nisuin every second of the month, every second. So Rav Chaim Sussega, tongue in cheek, basically saying that, what are you doing? You gotta know what you're talking about. So that's what he, those are the two stories that he has. On the one hand, somebody who didn't like Rav Chaim at all, Rav Chaim, you know, upschlugged him. And the other side, there's somebody who took Rav Chaim to the end. Okay, that is one of the story, two of the story about Rav Chaim, page 69 right here in Isha Meshitos, but it's a great save. He writes there about the Rogatchover, just another point. He writes the Rogatchover is a Meis Mitzvah. Rogatchover is a Meis Mitzvah. This is what Rav Cooperman writes in his Hagdamah to the Meshech Chachma, that he felt the Meshech Chachma was a Meis Mitzvah before he came along, which is true. You know, Meshech Chachma was not open to the masses before Rav Cooperman came out with his. Now, there are others, but he was the one. He wrote with the notes and with the Kahati on the bottom. You know, he opened the Meshech Chachma for the world. Nobody's done that with the Rogatchover yet. We're still waiting. The Rogatchover is even more cryptic than the Meshech Chachma. And he writes, I ain't here, I ain't here, I ain't there, v'timsa yafa. Whatever he writes. So, but that's the going awesome of the Rogatchover. We're, I'm waiting for someone out there to give us the Rogatchover. Okay. We can only look at ourselves, right? Okay, we're not waiting for anybody else. Weiter. Here we go. Two dots. Agolims, that was because of the Panim Chadashas Balakan, of the Ritva. Agolim Visiyachim. So what did the Mishnah say? We're now allowed to sell young calves and young donkeys to a non-Jew. Right? That's what it says to the Umos Olam. That's what the Mishnah said. Yudalim Abeis. Ein Mochim, you can't sell them. Behema Daka depends on Minhag. Behema Gasa, no. Period. Not because of the Surim of Shabbos and Nisyone. And it includes even young animals that cannot work yet. And even the Tanakama held a broken-legged animal. Rabbi Yehuda argued on that. Good, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, Mater Bishvura, Mebnei She'eni, Yechola, Lehisrapos, Velechios. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, a broken-legged animal you're allowed to, because it can never work again. Never works. What are you worried about? She'el and Schiris. There's no issue. You're never going to lend it out. It's never going to work. Amrulo, but 1 minute. Vahalo Marbiyan Alel Violetas. But you find it can't work, but there could be, you know, mating going on, and they could produce offspring. And therefore, you might keep it and delay shechting it, and therefore, asula shehuye, and that would be a problem, because then people will see and say, hey, you're allowed to sell animals, and I come to sell a shlema. Right? So therefore, again, though, if the issue is that you're going to shecht it right away, fine, but here, they might leave it alive for mating, so therefore, you run to the problem of Shemar Asayin. So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yehuda answered them sarcastically, Likish et Teleid. Oh yeah, let's see him have a baby. Meaning, he was saying, they won't. Amalom Kabela Zachar. Once you have an animal that has a broken leg, and then it's not going to be able to mate in the natural way, and therefore, you don't have to worry about, says Rabbi Yehuda. Again, is this a machlokas and metzius? Can they or can they not? Or is there a certain percentage that, yes, and the question is that percentage halachically significant? That's how you can get out of the halacha, the machlokas and metzius. Whatever it is, 8%, 6%, 10%, but does that go over the threshold of what is considered something that I have to be worried about from our sign? Right, that could be the machlokas. Fine, that's the machlokes about Shvura. Ben Beseira Mater Besus. Ben Beteira allows you to sell a horse. Tanyo, Ben Beseira Mater Besus. Mipnei Shehu Oseba Malacha. She'in Chayav and Aleachatos. As Rashi already quoted on the Mishnah, there's no Daraisa here. There's no Daraisa involved here. The assumption is that you're not going to put up a horse. A horse isn't used for plowing. Of course, it's in use for those kinds of malachas. You're just going to ride it. If you're just going to ride it, that is an issa d'rabbanan, not an issa d'araisa, and therefore, there's no problem, right? That's the isser of hishtamshus bebehema. Hishtamshus bebehema and even touching, and that's why animals are considered muksa, because of this issa d'rabbanan. About touching animals, big sugi in the achronim, and all the muksa svarim, and that is, what about pets? What about pets? Feeding an animal is allowed if it's your animal. Doesn't mean when you feed an animal, you don't have to touch the animal. What about pets? So there is one day in Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos that says a pet is like a toy. But, you know, many poskim, I'm not saying all, but many poskim say that one should try not to be touching animals on Shabbos, even one's pet, because of the issue of muksa. I'm not saying it's everyone. There are a minority of poskim that allow it, but There are many poskim that dissuade it. The Rebbe, back to the Gemara, so Rebbe Meir allows you to sell the horse because he's only going to do a malacha d'rabbanan. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Beis Varm, Rebbe answers it because of two things. Echon mishum Torah's klei zayin. Number one, because a horse could be a weapon. The echon mishum Torah's behema gasa. Or maybe it's included in the category behema gasa. Behema gasa is not totally on minog. Behema gasa is also to sell. So the Gemara says, Bish, lama Torah's klei zayin ika dekata beschufe. Fine, the first reason that it's a weapon, you find that horses are trained to kill. Like to beat with their hoofs. They're trained to be used as weapons. So that you understand. El Torah's behemagasa maihi. What kind of behemagasa goes, what kind of malacha are they going to be used for? Behemagasa means they're going to be used for a certain malacha, and therefore there's a problem we had yesterday of Shabbos, of Nisyone, Sheila, and Schirus. So, but behemagasa, what are you worried about? It's only a Durabanan. So, Amrab Yochanan, L'kisha Yazkid, Matchino, Berichayim, B'Shabbos. No, when he gets older, so then he can be used for grinding. Used for grinding, which is an Isidar Isa. So if there is a malacha, eventually, that he would be used for. And Amrab Yochanan, Halacha, Keben, B'Seira. The halacha is like Ben B'Seira, that one is allowed. One is allowed to use, one is allowed to sell these animals. Matir B'Sus. You see on the side, it says, Ayintos says Yantif. The Rambam v'Rif lo garsu laha. The Rambam v'Rif don't have this girsa. How does he know that? Because if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos here and there, the Rambam right here says, what is the machlokas between Ben Beseir and the Rabbanan? What's the machlokas? What's the Nekudas machlokas? Talking about Nekudas machlokas. Ben Beseir allows you to sell a horse, but the Tanakama did it. What Tanakama says even the Rabbanans? No, the Tanakhama does, L'chora doesn't allow you to sell the, would allow you if it's only Drabbanans. Says the Rambam, you know what the Machlokas is? Based on a Gemara Masechah Shabbos, whether the principle of Chai Noseas Atzmo applies to animals. If you carry a person on Shabbos, we mentioned this 2 days ago, then there's only Nesa Drabbanan. Because of the principle of Chai Noseas Atzmo, a live person carries himself. Say if it's only Drabbanan, if I carry a baby, if I carry a child, if I carry anybody, if I carry an object, then I'm violating the Siddharaisa of Hutzah. But if I carry a person, it's Chayno Seizaz, it's only in the Siddharabana. What about if I carry an animal? That's a machlokas, and says the Rabbam, that's the machlokas ben Meseir in the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Chayno Seizaz does not apply to animals. And that's why it's in the Siddharaisa. It's in the Siddharaisa. Ben Meseir Omer Hasusim Shemivian Aleim Hasayadim Ophos. Shet Sadim Ben Mutal Machon Lam. Levisha Savar Chayno Seizaz Mo. Viafilu Behem of Oph. Only in the world of people, who sha'amru bo achai nosias atzmo, the ain halacha keben b'seira. The Rambam bends off. The halacha is not like ben b'seira. That's what Tosfos Yontif says. He doesn't have the girsa. That's the machlokas. Ain halacha keben b'seira. If you look in the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam says in Hilcha Shabbos, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, let me find it. Where is it? It's in. Here it is. Hamotzi behema chayev ha'of, afalpin shein chayim, chayev. Person carries out an animal, even though they're alive, chayev. Because chayinot yasmo does not apply to animals, meaning he holds like the Rabban and he doesn't hold like Ben Beseira. Is there any way to keep our girsa? And say the Rabban had our girsa, and yet paskin what he paskined? Very difficult. Very difficult. The Rishash here has a possibility. The Rishash suggests, why did the Gemara wait to quote Halacha Keben Beseira only after the Brisa? Didn't quote it earlier. Says the Rishash, maybe Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha Keben Beseira only in contrast to Rebbe. Rebbe assered selling horses. Rebbe assered selling horses because of two things, Klei Zayin and Torah's Behema Gasa. Maybe we don't go that far. Rebbe, because Rebbe assered, says the Rishash, I'll read you the line. Read of the line says Vachanami Yishlomar only Lafuki me Rebbe the Kach Mashma the Kavoy Hashas Halacha Achar Abraisa the Poli be Rebbe Volkava Amastison Halacha like Ben Beseira meaning Ubemela Bimiyucha the Rechivas Adam Lukuliyama Nosias Atzmo Mutter. What if you have a horse that's only made for carrying people, not for carrying animals, only made for carrying people? So it's only going to be in the world of the Rabbanan. So there, Rebbe Asher all of them. So in that point, Ben Beseira, the halacha is like Ben Beseira, that you don't aser totally selling animals, even including miyuchal rechivas adam, because that's what Rebbe would ask for as well. Bemisera would allow that. But on the Iker Adin of Bemisera in the Mishnah, that's what the Rambam would say, that Allah is not like Bemisera. That's what the Rishash works out. Maybe you don't have to change the Girsa and keep the Rambam. Okay, that's related to the issue of Chaynos Yatsatzmo. Four lines from the bottom of where it gets wide. Ibailahu, Sharsha Patamahu. What if you have an ox that's fattened? A fattened ox. The ox is so fat, it can't do any work. So, is there an issue to sell that ox? Because, you know, you would think that maybe it can't be used for work now. It's a question on Rabbi Yehuda. The question could be asked according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed selling a broken-legged animal, and the Rabbanan. What did Rabbi Yehuda allow? Ela bishvura, only with a broken-legged animal. It's never going to get better. It's never going to get better in order to be able to do work again. But you can make this fat animal skinny again, and it can be royal malacha. So usher should be usher to sell even a fattened animal. Odilma, or do we say no? The opposite. The question can be asked according to the Rabbanan as well. Afilu Rabbanan lo ka'asri hasam. The Rabbanan only asked by the broken leg. Ella distame lav l'shchitakoi. Because who says you're going to use this animal for shechting? Who says you're going to sell this animal right away? Maybe you'll hold on to it to mate. Legado vlados. Aval hai, destamil shchitakai. But why would anybody buy a really fat animal? Probably want to shecht it, get a lot of meat. I feel the Rabbanan shari, so maybe even the Rabbanan would allow it. So, question. Tashma, damar Yehuda, damar Shmuel, shall base Rebbe, hayu makriven shor shal patam b'yom edam. The house of Rebbe used to be makriv, a fattened animal, on the Yom Eid. What? Makriv, base Rebbe, on the Yom Eid. So Rashi explains, Achas v'shalom, I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah here. It talks about on the day that they had their holiday, that the government, whoever it was, the authorities had their holiday, they had to pay a tax. They had to pay a big tax. That's what it means. That's what Hakrava means. And they used to give this fattened animal, look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, he also has an important lashon. Rabbeinu Chananel says, in mine is right across from where the lines get wide. They used to give something to the Caesar. Miloshen targum, mincha tikruvta. Targum, unkelos translates mincha as a tikruvta. Avaloa hakrava lavodas kochavim chas v'shalom. I'm not talking about avodah zara here, base Rebbe. Right? It means they had to give a present. They had to give a present to the government officials. They used to give it a fat animal. And even though it was maker, it didn't mutter, Rebbe didn't like it. So he tried to get out of it. Chiser dalad ribavon, shemakriven also ayom el lamachar. They spent the following year 40,000, or dalad ribavon, right, a lot of money, right, to try to make it that, you know, to give it the next day, right, to try to not give it on Yom Eid. Not even to smack of any problem. And the following year, they got to send him a dead animal. So they didn't shecht it, l'shem their avodah zarah. And chaser dalad rivavon, the following year, little by little, they got rid of the whole practice. So my time, what's the whole reason? Why didn't they want to send this animal to the authorities? It's a sharshal p'tam, it's a fat animal. Isn't it because they didn't want them to keep it? So you see, even a sharshal p'tam is included in the yisr. So Marcy, 1 second. My time up. 1 second. But what would the difference make between today and tomorrow? The whole issue of not giving it. So what would one day make a difference? Ella, what must be the shot of the story? Ella, Rebbe Meikar Milsa boy. Rebbe just wanted to uproot the whole thing. Really, Meikar Adin, there wasn't anything wrong. He just wanted to uproot the whole practice. V'savar Yeikar V'asi Purta Purta. He thought little by little. But that's why it wasn't a problem with Ikra Din anyway. But he thought he just wanted to get rid of the whole practice, and therefore he went little by little to get rid of it. Ending off, Mashi lay bari v'avid malacha. The Gemara says, if you have a really fat animal and you leave it, will it do malacha again when it gets skinny? Will it ever get to the state that it can do malacha again? Amr Ravashi, Ravashi says, yeah. Amr li zvida bart, right, zvida told me. Who is zvida? Rashi says he was ptamhaya. He was a fattener. He was a fattener of animals. So Zvida told me, Bartur Mashinalai V'Avad Al-Chad Shrein. When you take a fat animal and you let it get skinny again and back to normal, it'll do double the amount of work than any other animal. So yeah, that's what Zvida told me. So Lamaisa, Lamaskana, do we answer the question about a Ptam, a Sharsha Ptam? No. We don't answer the question about a Sharsha Ptam. And that's what the Ritva says. You go Lakula. Right, you don't know, so you go l'kula. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes l'chumra, that you're not allowed to sell it. What's his source? The Magen Mishnah says, nireh mimaskana da'asar. That's his language. Where do you see the maskana that is asar? Nireh mimaskana da'asar. So you got to look a little further. You're looking at the Ran. The Ran says, even though Ravashi didn't give a psak, but the fact that he said, this expert told me, Zvida told me, that's good enough for the Rambam. The expert told me that this is the case, that there's it'll do great works, that's why it would be usher. Okay, that's how the Rambam might read the maskana. Viter, Mishnah. Ein mokrim lahem dubim v'arayos. One is not allowed to sell them bears and lions, v'chol davar sheish bonezek l'rabim, and anything that has major, that can do damage for the rabim. Right, so what is the issue here? Ein mokrim lahem. So if you look in the Ritva says, V'kivan d'chashudin lishpoch dam u'lahazik, they're chashud in shvichas damim, asur ligrum davar zel yadenu. Right, it's also to be goring this. As we go on this, interesting, the footnotes in the bottom of the Ritva here points out, it doesn't say specifically a danger to Jews. Because this is their chashash shvichas dam, also ligrum davar zel yadenu. Period. Right, that's what he points out on the bottom. So it's just a danger to society. We can't be involved in a danger to society. He quotes other Rishonim that say, Dafka mazikes Yisrael, lo yishmeru son. They'll send them out to us. But the Ritva just sounds like, no, they're just not careful and everything will be dangerous to everybody. So, now let Abi do that. Next, Ein bonalem mahem basiliki, kardom, it's to diobima. We're not allowed to build for them all of these types of structures because they are involved in something we don't want to be involved in. Gardom, Rashi says, it's a place where they judged Tidin Nefashis. So, you know, they might judge Tidin Nefashis for Jews, Lamisa. It's Tadia, that was the stadiums where they had the animals attacking the people. Bima is a place, like a tower, where they used to, again, kill people. So, all of these, Rashi says in the second wide line, Ukadeshali Tafis Yisrael Sham Asur Limnos Imahim. You don't want Jews to get there, and you don't want to be involved in it. It's not a good thing to be involved in. Aval bonim imahen bimosios ubeis marchatzos. You can build from these other structures, beis marchatzos, a shower, and other things. Higil akipa, but once you get to the archway, shemamidim ba'avodas kochavim, where they put their little pesel, also livnos. Then you cannot be involved. You can't build that. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. We'll read the Gemara a little bit more first. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Might as well do it now. In Yaradeya, Aleph Samaches, could a Jew be an architect for a church? That's a tshuva. If you're an architect, so is that called a favor? So Rav Moshe says, Meikar Adin, not a problem. Not a problem. Why? You definitely would have thought that he would answer it here. Right? But Rav Moshe says, Meikar Adin, it's mutter. He says, mutter, why? Look at our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Only when you get to the kippah, you can't actually build it. So first of all, the other parts of it you can build. And number two, architect is even building it. You could build a building without an architect. It won't come out as nice. But you could build it. So this is definitely an early stage. The MG says, Mutter livnos tashmish to tashmish la'akam, braka kippah, shemitin lehem ha'elu atzmo asa livnos. The MG, koshikin shemutu asa sirtut, ofan abinyin, sheyidu abon meich livnos. This is a much, very early stage. And then he said, it's mesayeyesh ein bo mamish, it's just to make it easier for them. Yes, in the last paragraph he says, if you can get out of it, fine. V'nimzah shel adina yesh lahatir, aval kapanim meharoi lehisrachik mehakir, im ein bozeh mishum eva. Revachain, Apein, Lachish Leva, Avaluani, what if you need the Parnasa? Ain Sarach Lahachmir, Meachashim Medina Mutter, the Koshikin, Sheishla Hepsin Mamon, Kocha Ovi, Nitz Lacherim, Vimlo Yerzalasasir to them Elu, you know, you're going to lose your job? For sure, it's Mutter. If there's no Hepsin Mamon, and there's no Eva, and there's no. What about the last two lines? Vilaso Sirtut, Laofan Binyan, Reform, the Conservative, Templeim, Leka Shemisser, the Ain Sarach Aflahachmir. Says Rav Moshe, it's no worse, and it's probably better. That's Rav Moshe. It might be, going into one of those might be similar halachas. Rav Moshe is not talking about that, but Rav Moshe doesn't think those are any worse than a church. And therefore, the same halachas would apply, Meikar Adin is mutter, and he says, maybe that's not even called kir in this context. Weiter, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Chisda, V'yami l'Amar Rav Chana bar Rava, Amar Rav, Chaya Gasa Hari Hikimei Medakal Pirkus. What are we talking about here? Pirkus means flailing. When an animal is killed, he flails. at the last moment of his life. The question is that flailing, what does that mean? Meaning what? The Gemara says in Chulin that you need the flailing because you have to know the animal's alive to the last minute. If the animal dies from shock before the shechita is finished, then the animal's a trefa. And therefore, you know, or an avela. The animal's an avela, and therefore, the animal's not kosher. So, shochtim, the Gemara says, look for certain signs at the moment of the shechita. If the animal flails, you know, that's the last ounce of life that's leaving it, and therefore it's dying now, you know it's kosher. Different types of flailings is needed for different animals. So the Gemara assumes that by behema dakas, you need two flailings. A flailing out and flailing in. What's called pshita v'kifuf. Right? Out and in. Two stages of flailing, that's what's needed for a behema daka. Behema gasa only needs one type of flailing. Right? Behema gasa. One type of flailing is good enough. So the Gemara says, a chaya gasa has the halachas of a behema daka. Meaning a chaya gasa has got to go both directions. Got to go in, got to go out. Avalola mechira. So a chaya gasa is like a behema daka for pirkus, but not for selling. Meaning, a chaya gasa is usher to sell, period. Right? Remember we said in the Mishnah, behema daka, it depends on the minog. Behema gasa is always usher. So the Rav is telling me that a chaya gasa can never be sold. Just like a behema gasa. Va'ani omer, and Rav Chanin, who quoted Rav, said, I argue, af l'mechira, I think a chaya gasa is just like, same halacha as behema daka for mechira, meaning it depends on the minog. Makav shagol limkar mochrin, shlo limkar ein mochrin. So, machlokas. L'maisa, what's the machlokas here? Can you sell a behema, a chaya gasa? That's the machlokas. Can you sell a chaya gasa? So, Tanan, what does our Mishnah say? Ein mochrin lohem dubim v'arayos v'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. Taima dis be nezek l'rabim. Sounds like in our Mishnah, you're only not allowed to sell something that will cause damage, unless be nezek l'rabim shari, if you have a type of chaya gasa that's trained, that's domesticated, sounds like from Mishnah you'd be able to sell, because it's not Nezek L'Rabim. So it's a kasha on Rav Chanan, so I'm Rav Ba'ula. Two answers. Answer number one, Ba'ari Shavur, right, an Ari Shavur, a lion with a broken leg, V'Ali B'Dei Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, who allows that? Number one, that's what's allowed in our Mishnah, Rav Ashi Omar, Stam Ari Shavur Yisrael Malacha, no, any lion, because lions aren't used for Malacha. So therefore, there's no chash of she'ela, schiris, nisyoni in all those cases. That's the cases that are mutter. Okay, let's continue for a little while, and then we'll see if there's time to talk more. Meisveis, the Gemara now asks another question. Kishem she'im ochon lem heim agasa, kinem ochon lem chay agasa, just like we had in the Brisa yesterday also. Just like you can't sell them behema gasas, you can't sell them chay agasas. V'yafila b'makam she'mokron lohem behema daka, chay agasa y'mokron lohem. So it's beferish. You cannot sell chayagasas. Tziyufta, Rav Chana Barava, Tziyufta. There's a tziyufta on him, because Rav says it's totally yasser. Rav Chana said it goes on the minog, so it's beferish a brisa that says it goes totally yasser. Ravina, Rami Masis, and a brisa mishani. Ravina had the same type of shakla vitaryab, just in a different form. He asked the mikasha on the mission of the brisa. Tanan, our mishnah said, Emochon lehem dumim v'arayus. V'lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. You can't sell bears or lions or anything that causes damage. Taima dis be nezek. Halas be nezek mochrin, only because it gives damage. But if it doesn't cause damage, you're allowed to sell it. For Amini and the brisa says, Kishem she mochrin me magazak. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah is mashba that you are allowed to sell a chayagasa as long as it doesn't cause damage. The Brisa says you never allowed to sell it. Umishani, and he gives the two answers as before. Barishavar Valdibad Rabbi Yehuda, Ravashi Amar, Stamari Shavar Hareisal Malacha. Okay, so instead of bringing it as a raya and an upshlag, we bring it as a kasha and a teretz. Maskevlar of Nachmin, 1 minute. Manle Malanta Ari Chayagasahi. Who says a lion is in the category of a chaya gasa? Dilma chaya dakahi. Maybe a lion is a chaya dakahi. Well, none of us would have said that. But it's a chaya. It's a chaya no matter what. But what's the definition of gasa and daka? Maybe a cow. Lions could be lean. Maybe gasa means fat. Right? And large. Lions are ferocious. But who says that's in the category of chaya gasa? So therefore, sorry? Or it could be a cub. Okay, or it could be a younger one. But either way, so Rav Nachman says the whole discussion of the Mishnah versus Brisa might not get off the ground. When the Mishnah says Ari, and the Brisa says Chaya Gasa, so maybe there's no stira. Okay, period. Rav Ashi daik masis from the Mosef Siyufta. Rav Ashi made a diak from a Mishnah and asked a kasha. Tanan, this is all back and forth, similar discussions. Tanan, ein mokrin lahem dubim v'aroya. So lo kol davar sheyit b'nezek l'rabim. Time of this b'nezek l'rabim, malas b'nezek mokrin. Rav Ashi said from a Mishnah, it's mashma. As long as there's no nezek, you're allowed to sell it. V'tayma ari. And why did the Mishnah specifically pick out lion? D'stam ari, why didn't he just say any other animal? D'stam ari shavaroit sa malacha. Only because a lion doesn't do malacha. Rav Ashi is saying, maybe only a lion, the example is given, but other animals that do malacha, no matter what, it would be usur. The Mishnah is only discussing the damage issue. But maybe we can be medayik that if there's a malacha issue, it would always be usur. Tiyufta Rav Chana Barava Tiyufta says again, you don't even need the brisa to ask a kasha on Rav Chanan. Even the Mishnah itself might be a raya against Rav Chanan. Period. V'chaya gasa miyos my malacha avda. L'maisa, what malacha would a chayagasa do? So Amar Abaya, Amar Li Mar Yehuda, Debei Bar Yochani Tachni Rechayim Barodi. Mar Yehuda told me that in the house of Bar Yochani, they use wild donkeys, in Arod, Rashi says it's Chamor Habar, they use wild donkeys to grind wheat. They use it for malachas as well. Amar Abzeira, Ki Avina Bei Rav Yehuda, on my lawn, when I was by Rav Yehuda's house, right, just to understand the following piece of Gemara, Rashi tells us, which we mentioned in the past, Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda. So, Rav Zeira says, when I was by Rav Yehuda, Amarlon, he told us, Gemir minay hamilsa, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that I heard from a great man. I don't remember which of my Rebbeim said it. Rav or Shmuel, but one of them said it. Chayagasa harehi kimeimadaka lepirkus. So we started off, a chayagasa had the same halacha as beimadaka, meaning it has to flail out and in. Ki asi lo kurkunya, when Reb Zera came to kurkunya, ashkach te le Reb Chiya bar Ashi v'yasa v'kam Reb Shmuel, Shmuel, chayagasa he gave beimadaka l'perkas. So Amina, Reb Zera said to himself, Shmuel, Reb Shmuel, 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 oh, it must be that Reb Yehuda meant Shmuel. Ki asi lo surya, when I came to surya, ashkach te le Rav bar Yirmi, the yasa v'kam Reb Shmuel, Rav, chayagasa he gave beimadaka l'perkas. Samina, Shamina, Yitzhak Rishay the Rabbi, Rishay the Shmuel. Oh, it must be. You know why he couldn't figure it out? Because both of them said it. Both of them said it. Kisalikas lahasam, and finally, when it came to Eretz Yisrael, said Reb Zeira. Remember the end of Ksubis. Reb Zeira went made Aliyah in hiding, in stealth. When it came to Eretz Yisrael, Hashkach Tele Rav Yosef, Rav Asi, the Yosef Kama Amr, Rav Chanan Bar Gur Yimishpe the Rav Chayagas Harei Kibeh Medakal Apirkus. I heard him, Rav Chama, say in the name of Rav. So Amri Lei, Volov Savar La Mar, Deman Mar, the Shmeitzer, Rav Bar Yirmiya? What do you mean, you heard this in the name of Rav Chama Bar Gurya on the Marav? Rav Bar Yirmiya said in the name of Rav. You got the Mesorah wrong. So Amri Lei says to him, Paskya Uchma, you black clothed one. You black clothed one. Meaning, what does that mean? Rashi says he's so busy learning Torah, he doesn't take care of his clothes and how he looks. He's so busy learning. So, minah, you mean off the same shmaisa? You're right, we're both right. What are you jumping? We're both right. It must be that Rav Chana, one of these rabbis, said in the name of the other, Rabba said it in the name of Rav Chama, who said it in the name of Rav. And that Idmar Nami, Amr Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Bar Yirmiya, Amr Rav Bar Gurya, Amr Rav, Chayagat Ari Kabeh Medakal Perkis. Right? That's what they all. All the Mesorah is right. All the Mesorah is right. You read the Rashi about that's what black clothes mean. Doesn't the Gemara say in Shabbos that if a Talmid Chacham goes out with a revav on his beged, Shabbos Kuf Yudalet, he has a stain on his shirt, it's Chayav Misa. So there's got to be something deeper. It doesn't mean disheveled. It means neat, but maybe worn out. He doesn't go buy new clothes, they don't buy new suits, but it has to be something that is mechuban. That's the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchos Deos, Kishem Perakei, Kishem Shachacham Nikar, V'chachmaso U'bidei Osav, V'umuvdal Behem Mishar Ha'am, just like a Chacham is recognizably different in his Deos, in his opinions, and his wisdom from the rest of the Yam, Kach Tzorech Sheyei Nikar, it also behooves the Tavad Chacham to be different, B'ma'asav, B'ma'achalo, U'b'mashkehu, U'b'bi'ilaso, U'b'asiyas Tzrachav, Ube diburo, ube hilucho, ube malbusho, ube kilkul dvarav, ube maso matana. It's a lot of things. Basically, life. Just like a Talmid Chacham is different in his chachma, he's got to be different in every other area of life. And he says, late five halachas later, that when he say clothing, Talmid Chacham has to have neat, average clothing. Malbush, al hetas. Mamash Talmid Chacham, malbush na'e naki.
V'asr lo she'imsa b'bigdo ketem o shamnunis, v'lo yilbash lo malbash b'malachim, v'lo malbash aniyim. You can't wear malachim, malbash b'malachim, that everybody's looking at you. You can't be looking at aniyim, shu mevazes lovshav. El begadim beinoniim noim. Gotta wear average, nice clothes, says the Rambam. V'lo yeh b'saro nira. Anyway, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and that's what has to be related. Okay, Rabosai, tomorrow is Reb Elazar ben Derdaya Day in Daf Yomi land, which is spoken about a lot by the Bali Musar this time of year. Tomorrow's Reb Elazar ben Derdaya. Be'ez Hashem Wednesday. Be'ez Hashem, I hope to give the daf. My niece's wedding is the night before. I don't really know what time I'm getting back. Not too early. But I start Chaniyim and Tradion, wrapped in the Sefer Torah on Wednesday. So Be'ez Hashem, I would definitely try my best to give it off Wednesday. If not, we'll all meet here, but as Hashem. Okay, and Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir will be up late tonight on OU.org. It's at the Wolf's House tonight.